southeast and west. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Ethel talked a lot about that.
Yeah.
You can go ahead.
Oh, okay. Is the sound level up? Then I'll go ahead and head the tape. This is Mary Beland talking with Agnes Cypress at the Immokalee Reservation. The date is March 27th, 1984. And your mother's name is Susie Billy?
Mm-hmm.
And she's a medicine woman, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
What is it exactly that she does? What does a medicine woman do?
Well, some people goes over there and they want a medicine that picks up for them.
And then is the medicine used for all different kinds of ailments?
Mm-hmm.
Like what type of health problems would you go to a medicine woman for?
Just
if you're expecting a baby, would you go?
Mm-hmm. Get some some kind of vitamins.
What do they make? Like a drink or something that you would take?
Drink a little bit and then you have to bath with it.
Oh, you bathe with the drink?
Uh-huh. And that medicine.
Do you know what it is?
They're made out of I don't know what they call it in English. That's little
what
thing.
Is it called in Indian?
Ayikchit.
And that's the name of the plant?
Uh-huh, it's the name of the plant, and that's what they call it.
How do you fix the medicine?
Go get those little things. You have to, how do you call it, squish, hit it and make it.
And then do you cook
it? Put them in the water. And then bay leaves. Put little bay leaves in there. And that's all. And then we take it to put it in front of my mother's and she fix it. And then they take a shower with it. I mean, not bath with it, what do you call it? Yeah.
When you were
put them in a bucket, a large bucket, not large, but big bucket, and then bath with it.
They only had to do that once or every day?
Depends on the lady, I guess. If they want more than one, they can do it. Like, but too much upon if they wanted to.
When you were little, did you help your mother gather the herbs?
Yeah.
What was the first thing you remember?
That one, we had to dig those, the one you was talking about, that little things. We had to dig it in the ground. It looked like a little a sweet potato or something. It looked like this. It goes in under the, like potatoes. So that's why we had to dig it up.
And then what would you do with the potato?
That's what I like to. They're small ones, but that's what I like to dig those. Because it's got little string to go in there.
And that's used for medicine. It's not used for food.
Mm-mm. But sometimes they do it like some people are losing weight and got no appetite. They use that one too.
What about for love? Is there any kind of medicine, like if you liked somebody but that person didn't like you, is there like a medicine you can use?
For love. You want somebody to make to, love to you.
To be your friend. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. You got medicine for that, but.
What about for little babies now? Is there any special medicine that's used when the child is real, real young?
Yeah, they fix some medicine and put it on. They make one round beads. They tied it on it.
Oh, they make beads.
Oh, like you string the beads.
Uh-huh.
And they I don't know how to explain it. They got, like you put in a little material.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Hello, McLaughlin Lovers. She's not in right now. She went to pick up Netchi in Fort Myers. Netchi. So she'll be back about after 9. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So she'll be back in around, what time is it now? Oh, so I might be back after, maybe after lunch. Uh-huh. If she come back, I ask her to call you. Uh-huh. Agnes? Uh-huh. Hello. Okay.
Agnes, how old do you think your mother is?
They said 84, but she might be older.
Uh-huh. Mm. And when did she become a medicine woman?
When I was little, she didn't make any medicine, so she knows, but she never done it. And after maybe stopped making it when he was about maybe 40 or 50.
Well, how did she learn? How do you learn to be a medicine woman?
You have to go out to the people that knows how to make medicine. You have to ask them.
She went to another medicine woman mm-hmm. to learn? Do you know mm-hmm. who it was?
No, she's maybe some of them dead, the ones she go to when she was younger.
Do you know what she had to do to learn?
Yeah, they got some. They said they got some kind of song to learn. But I tried, but it didn't help me. That song.
What is the song for?
To make you learn.
Oh, there's yeah, a, do yeah. you know that song?
No.
Do you know the words mm-hmm. or anything to it?
I learned it when I first listened, but it didn't help me much, so I didn't.
You forgot.
Yeah. But there's some, they different kinds. You have to learn it, and he said, to learn that one when you, before they start singing, you have to say it, the words, and then put this in your mouth like this. And when you listen, that's what you have to do. And they learn it. But I don't know, it's kind of hard for me to learn it.
Have you wanted to be a medicine woman too?
Yeah, but it's kind of hard.
Uh-huh. It's not easy. You uh-huh. really have to study.
You have to maybe listen all the time. It's like not watching TV and stuff like that, I guess. Because a while back, they don't listen to nothing. TV or radio or nothing.
When you're learning, do you have to go live with the person you're learning from?
Just go maybe twice a week.
It's an important position uh-huh. too, isn't it?
Yeah, twice or three times a week to go to that whoever you listen to, a man or a lady.
Can a woman learn from a man mm-hmm. medicine doctor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she can't okay, your mother's a medicine woman, but do men come to her too?
Mm-hmm. A lot of them.
Oh.
A lot of them come to them.
See, I didn't know that. I thought only mm-hmm. women went to women and men went to men. So the men could come to your mother mm-hmm. for whatever their problem mm-hmm. is too. Do you remember the man that was at Big Cypress when we were doing the filming around the fire and your mother was there and you were there? There was an Indian man, he had on a cowboy mm-hmm. hat. Who was that?
My uncle.
Is he a medicine man?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Mm-hmm. Buffalo Jim.
And he practices medicine still?
Mm-hmm.
So your mother can practice as long as she wants to practice. Mm-hmm. She's a medicine woman.
Yeah.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. They just go to the ones that know how to fix medicine, they can go ask them.
You know, what I'm wondering is, do the younger people go to the older medicine people? So it's something that the younger members of the tribe feel is real important.
Days don't matter.
Yeah. What about Dr. Hilton? Is he the doctor for the tribe?
Yeah.
What does he do? Like, what's the difference between what Dr. Hilton does and what the medicine man or woman does?
Well, they go to Dr. Hilton and see it, tell him what the problem is. They give the medicine, they take it, but sometimes it doesn't work. They go to the Indian doctors and then they get medicine from an Indian doctor. You have to go either way. If they go to the Indian doctor first and get medicine, and then they don't get well, so you go to the doctor, the one in the clinic.
So you go to both?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the younger people growing up today, then they feel it's important to know about the medicine man or woman for their tribe.
Mm-hmm. Because they die, you know, because they're the people. Only a few of them left, the Indian medicines.
Is there anybody in Immokalee that's a medicine woman or a medicine man?
No.
So Big Cypress is the closest.
Mm-hmm.
And at Big Cypress, it's Susie Billy, Buffalo Jim. Is there anyone else?
Lily Few.
So there are three. Well, is there anyone in the tribe?
Some people know some, but...
So some people are learning.
Mm-hmm. And then some of them, they fix medicine too, but they don't fix it like every day.
Right, it's just like part-time.
Uh-huh, some of them do.
There's not a young person then who's trying to learn medicine full-time?
No. But my mother said, my mother and the other Indian medicine men, they told us that it's better if you go by yourself and listen to the person sing, because if you, like, whole bunch of them go over there same time and trying to listen, learning from, he said, somebody else learn it from you. I don't know how to explain it in English. So that's why it's better. So he said it's better go along and listen to the person.
By yourself.
Uh-huh. That's what they said.
Not in a group, because then you're listening to everybody.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, they learn, and you never learn nothing. You with a whole bunch of people. That's what he said. That's what they told us.
Is there any special time of year that medicine is more important than at other times of the year? I guess what I was thinking about is, like at the Green Corn Dance, is medicine used in the Green Corn Dance?
Yeah, the men use them.
But not the women?
Uh-huh.
Is there a time of the year when the women get together and they do their medicine?
No, I don't think so. Only they're fixing a big, for all people to use it, the ladies use it.
For what?
For whole people to use it. They do that, but not like the men that use in the corn dance. Mm-hmm. It's only for men.
The corn dance, then, is really a man's.
Uh-huh. You're not supposed to, a lady not supposed to go close to that medicine where they put it. Not supposed to go close to that place.
Do the men learn the medicine in a different way than the women?
Yeah. So the men, they go out in the woods and listen to medicine men, but they, I don't know how you call it, they don't eat nothing. They just drink sake or something. They stay in the woods and listen to them. But they don't tell me about those, so I don't know much about them.
Do the medicine women have a medicine bundle? I don't know what the right word is for, but do they have, I guess, a medicine bundle or something that's their own personal special medicine?
That the one that take care of the corn dance. They keep it in the balder, and they keep it in a safe place, because if anybody go close to that thing, they get sick.
But so, that's the man's medicine,
uh-huh,
right?
You have to keep it away from other people.
So the women don't have one.
Mm-hmm. No.
I wonder what the man's medicine bundle is. It's just something special only
yeah.
to...
Mm-hmm. They keep it. The one that's medicine man that's that fix the medicine at the corn dance, they keep those.
Is it usually the oldest medicine man in the tribe that's the one that has it?
No, the one that only knows more stuff than the others, I guess.
Because
if they said if you don't know much about not too many, you get they make the medicine that thing they call a bundle, they make you sick too. That's why they have to have somebody knows what to do with it. It's supposed to guard that medicine.
And has that medicine, the bundle or whatever it is, has been passed down for generations?
Mm-hmm. To one person to another.
Right, so that's like a very old, sacred
mm-hmm.
bundle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that's passed just among the men.
Mm-hmm.
And have the women ever wanted their own medicine bundle?
And I suppose that they get sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's real interesting that your mm-hmm. mother is a medicine woman. It seems to mm-hmm. me that that's a very important position. You know, in the tribe, mm-hmm. there aren't that many left. In fact, are there any medicine people in Hollywood, at the Hollywood Reservation? Do you know any of their names or...
I think Jean Marlowe picked some. And one more lady. I don't know her name. Annie somebody, but I don't know her last name. Jimmy, I think it was. She picked some.
Annie Jimmy?
Uh-huh.
I've met her in Hollywood. Is Frank Shore a medicine man?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's really up in years, too, isn't
mm-hmm.
he?
Yeah.
Is his wife a medicine woman, or...?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she learns some.
Now, your daughter, she's the one that was just here, is that right? The one mm-hmm. I met with the little baby?
No.
Oh, that's not your daughter?
No, that's Mary's daughter-in-law.
Oh.
She's Mexican.
Oh, she's Mexican. Mm-hmm. She had on big dark glasses.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't really tell.
Mm-hmm. He's Mexican.
Uh-huh. But is there anything that's done for young babies, like after they've been born and maybe they're 3 months old, is there anything special done about cutting their hair?
Mm-hmm.
Or
they're cutting their hair after 1-4 months coming up. After baby 4 months, they give them a bath and they get the fingernails and they cut her hair. And they wrap it in a little material, piece of material, and they tie it. Sometimes they used to hang it in a chiki. When they used to live in a chiki, that's where they put it up there. And then they get those little clothes when they wear it, before 4 months, they fold that up and they put it up there too.
Is there a special name for that ceremony or that time?
I don't know, but they just do that all the time.
Mm-hmm. So, and young mothers today still believe in this practice and
mm-hmm.
continue it. Does your mother worry that no one's going to know how to do the Indian medicine?
Yeah, she's talking about it a lot. She said, I'm old and I'm going to pass away, so you all better come and listen to me. That's what she keeps saying that. But even I listen, it's kind of hard to learn. Because the song is kind of a long one. But I think it's the songs are in Creek. That's why it's kind of hard for me to learn those in Creek.
Oh, I see. Because
uh-huh.
you don't speak.
In Creek.
Right.
But the songs are in Creek.
Mm-hmm.
But only a few of them. in our language. Mixed language is only a few of them, not too many.
The first song is the learning song, or I don't know, I guess that's what you call it, the learning song. Is that, you think, the longest and most difficult one?
To me, it does. But one time we're trying to listen to a tape, mm-hmm. we're trying to record it, but they said, it's not right, my uncle said, it's not right to learn it from a machine, because it's better you learn it from somebody's mouth, he said, told me. So he won't record it for me. I'm trying to record it for him, but he won't let me.
I can understand that. It's, in other words, he's saying it's real important for you to be with the person.
Yeah, that's what he said.
There's something in that exchange. Uh-huh. That, like this, you could sing the song into the tape recorder, but there's more importance between what's happening with you and that person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that song certainly sounds.
So that's why I know we know we're working with medicine. We're trying to call Carter, but they said no, he's not right. That's what they told us. So we never recorded. Only we record as a legend, and the stories.
Well, do you know what the words are in the learning song, or were they just words to you? You didn't know what they meant.
Those ones, sometimes they explain it to you what it means, mm-hmm. what that means in a language in Creek. Mm-hmm. But
what would be the Indian name for the learning song, or can you even say it in Creek?
They sing different songs. One time we're trying to listen to Alice. Not Alice, Louise. And he's teaching us how to sing it, but it seems like you're grabbing something that. I think that's what he means, he's grabbing something. That means you're trying to get the words, I guess, to you or to learn or something. He sang for us one time. But after he was singing us, teaching us, and then somebody said that if you listen to somebody, you have to pay to the, you have to pay to pay them to sing it to you. That's what they told us. So they stopped singing to us one time.
So if you go to learn from someone, you really need to pay them somehow.
Some of them make you pay.
What would you pay them with? Like money or coin?
I guess they need the money, I guess. I don't know. That's what they told us, and they said, and that's what Jim Sappers told them. That's why they stopped singing to us. He said they need money or something.
Mm-hmm. Are there songs for all kinds of things?
Yeah.
There's songs that are lullabies too, right?
Uh huh. There's songs. Different. Every medicine got different songs, not the same. They're all of them different.
So for every type of medicine, mm-hmm. then you
different.
Have to learn the words mm-hmm. for each song.
Mm-hmm. Each medicine you have to learn.
So, okay, first you've got your learning song, and then, like, if you wanted to work with women that were giving birth, you would have special songs for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's special songs probably for babies.
Mm-hmm. Everything has got different song in the medicine, too.
Different. Did you ever learn any of the medicine songs?
No, we did, but we forgot. I keep forgetting it. Because when I lost my two sons, they make medicine for when your heart is breaking, when you're in sorrow. They got medicine to forget. That's what they did to me, so that's why I keep forgetting stuff.
Because you've done the forgetting song
They did it to me because to take medicine two
to
times.
Take the pain away.
Mm-hmm.
Can they undo that so that you can remember?
I don't know.
If you could ask your mother.
Maybe. But that's what they did to me.
Did it help?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's really a tragedy.
Mm-hmm. That's what they did. That's why even I learned all of it. And then when I go, and then when I'm trying to think, I can't think what it was. That's what that was wrong with me.
Maybe in time, you will.
My uncle said, my uncle that lives in the Chapi, he said, when you're younger, you don't think about it that too much, but when you get to age, you will learn. That's what she told me. That's what he told me. But when you're younger, you don't think about it too much. But when you get up to age that way, and then start trying to learn it, and that way you catch it. That's what she said. That's
so
what
there may be a time in your life when you're ready to learn.
That's what he told me.
Yeah,
thanks, Mike. So maybe sometime in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Is your mother's health good? Is she?
No.
Oh.
No.
So you don't really know how long she might.
That's why she wants somebody to go listen to. Every week or something. But the one lives in Big Cypress, they don't go to them. But the one lives in a trail, they come and visit them, and they asking about those medicine songs.
Does your mother, like, have any feelings about how long she might live? Does she have any sense of, well, the word we use is prophecy, of knowing the future?
Mm-hmm. You mean how long he's going to live? No, he don't know.
Let's see, who was it I was talking with? I guess it was Judy Bell in Hollywood one time, mm-hmm. and she said when she was young, her grandfather used to tell her his dreams, mm-hmm. and in his dreams, and she would describe it, but they didn't know what he was talking about, but it would sound like there were big highways, he would say, crisscrossing the land, and he would describe them, and of course, they're the interstates that we have today,
mm-hmm.
and he was able to, I guess, dream of things that were to come, even mm-hmm. though he didn't have the words to really explain
mm-hmm.
what that is. Is that an unusual gift for someone to have?
They said it a long time ago. There's not written, but they just told it to the people what's going to happen in the future. They know what's going to happen, what's going to be the game of us. But that's what they told us when we were young, and the parents told them what's going to be happening in the future. That's what it told it to generation to generation. That's why they say a lot of things. They said there are going to be a lot of highways, and there's no highways or nothing, just in the woods, but they say that. So they coming through all the time, so there's a lot of stuff they said, they not come through yet. So we might go see what happened again.
Do you know anything that hasn't happened yet that's supposed to happen in the future from now that's been handed down?
Yeah. They said the war's coming. That one's not coming yet. And they said if they ever fight with the Negroes, they're going to be some Negroes that flying Negroes, they're going to come. They're going to kill people, so that's what they said. And they said if more people coming to Florida, I guess, because you know those shape, little small one here, mm-hmm. the land. Mm-hmm. Said if more people keep coming, settle down on this and this, this way, they going the land is gonna break off. That's what they said. That won't happen yet. You understand what mm-hmm. I mean?
That's something for the future. Uh-huh. Future yeah. prediction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they said, but mm-hmm. that one don't happen yet.
Mm-hmm. I hope it doesn't for a while.
Uh-huh. That's what they said.
Mm. Is there any one particular person that's known for their dreams in the tribe that you know of?
I don't know. There's a whole bunch of stuff, but some of them are forgotten. Maybe some people might know what was going to happen in the future. But they don't. There's not written, because the Indians don't write. So there's not written. They just tell it to the children, I guess.
And that's then, how you learn uh-huh. from each other.
Mm-hmm. That's how it's that way.
What do you feel is important? What have you passed on to your children that you felt is important to tell them about?
To me, when the war comes, when the people gonna run, he said, when a lot of people is gonna run to up north, the bigger land, they going that way. When they said they was gonna shoot something down here, maybe it's a bomb, I guess. The Indians don't know, so that's why they said, though when the war's coming, they gonna shoot it, the. And they say in India, they name it something. They gonna shoot it down here, mm-hmm. and the people start gonna run. So if they do, he said, it's better to stay far away from the road, because if you don't, they gonna take you along with it when they go. They gonna just moving out maybe one night. Everybody's gonna be. So that's why I told them, don't leave it close to the road. If you do, when they run, they gonna pick you up. And then on the way down, when they go up there, when they run.